Twice doesn't seem like enough. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I thought it was just a little odd. House Speaker Paul Ryan, chair of the Republican Convention, gave his big speech last night, and in it, he mentioned Donald Trump twice. This time,
only with Donald Trump and Mike Pence do we have a chance at a better way.
And one other time, which is not terrible, I suppose, but he never mentioned a Trump promise or a problem Trump could solve. Nothing about the wall, nothing about horrible trade deals. And it's not like there wasn't time. For example, here's a perfect place for a Trump mention.
The Obama years are almost over. The Clinton years are way over. 2016 is the year America moves on.
By electing Donald Trump. Come on, they're still clapping. There's time. By electing Donald Trump. You see, he doesn't mention it. He goes on to slam progressives and their bad ideas.
Because when it's about ideas, the advantage goes to us.
Yes.
Against the dreary backdrop of arrogant bureaucracies, pointless mandates, willful retreat from the world, and all that progressives have in store for us.
We have the ideas of...
The Republican
of...
Party stands as the great, enduring alternative party.
See, he mentions the party, no Trump. Let's try one more time.
In the plainest terms I know, it is all on the line. So let's act that way.
Yeah.
Let's act that way.
Yes.
Let's use the edge we have because it is still what earns the trust in the votes.
Yes.
This year of surprises and dramatic turns can end in the finest possible way.
When America elects the two men who not only know what's wrong but how to fix it, Donald Trump and Mike Pence.
When America elects a conservative governing majority.
When America elects a conservative governing majority. If that's the bumper sticker, Republicans are going to need wider cars. Now this. From the Republican Convention in Cleveland, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.